In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The whole creation has been groaning in labour pains until now, writes St. Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 22, part of our second reading this morning. Even those of us who are mere males can understand something of what he is talking about. And certainly in his day, when women had babies at home, the sound of a woman groaning in labour pains would have been familiar to everyone. Paul then goes on to talk about the Holy Spirit. And it is interesting to note how the Holy Spirit is often associated with giving birth. In the opening verses of the Bible, for instance, the Holy Spirit moves over the formless, disordered chaos to bring to birth a life-giving creation. Then, of course, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Our Lady, he told her that the Holy Spirit would overshadow her and she would give birth to a son. Indeed, it is not too fanciful to describe the Holy Spirit as God's midwife, die Hebamme Gottes, perhaps. And when you learn that in both Greek and Hebrew, the word for spirit is actually feminine in gender, then perhaps the idea is not so strange after all. The Holy Spirit, then, is the power of God which assists in bringing to birth a new creation. And to go back to our reading from the letter to the Romans, if we had started just one verse earlier, we would have heard Paul write that creation was held captive by decay, falling back into the chaos from which it had sprung. But now, a new birth is about to take place, assisted by the Holy Spirit, and the groans and the painful cries that we hear are not the sounds of something in collapse, but the signal that something new is about to happen. So too, says St. Paul in verses 26 and 27, it is with our prayers. Sometimes we cannot find the words to say what we want to say. And we've all been there. Sometimes all we can do is sigh and groan. And why is that? It could be we find ourselves tongue-tied in God's presence. The distance between us and God, the Holy One, is so great that we cannot speak. Perhaps we feel we are unworthy to come before him and to ask him to listen to our requests. Perhaps we feel our problems are so trivial and God has bigger things to deal with, so we do not like to bother him. And so we are left speechless. And the situation we wanted to pray about could get worse. Caught up in this process of decay and futility that Paul was talking about in verse 21. But the Holy Spirit gives us voice, just as it gave voice to those disciples in Jerusalem. As the midwife, the Holy Spirit helps those groans and sighs to take on new meaning and give birth to a new conversation between ourselves and God. Similarly, the church of which we are part would never have come into being if the disciples' words on that first Pentecost had remained just a babble of foreign tongues to the people in Jerusalem. But through the power of the Spirit, this babble took on meaning and the message was heard. Not for nothing is the day of Pentecost called the birthday of the church. And the Holy Spirit was the midwife. You see, if the disciples had sat there in that upper room and sort of looked at each other and asked, how are we going to get our message across to these people? Then they would have just stayed there, stuck. We also can have that problem with our prayers. We think we're not getting through. We think it's all down to us. Perhaps it has something to do with the Protestant work ethic. We must pray harder. Pray is a task, a duty. But no, prayer is a gift, a joy. That is what Paul is saying in verses 26 and 27. We do not have to rely on our own resources, for the Spirit is already praying deep down in us and on our behalf. Our task, if we can call it that, is to tap into the prayer of the Spirit as he intercedes for the saints, that is, for all the people and all the things that we have on our hearts. The burden is taken from us, and we are invited to be part of a bigger event that is going on already. We are invited to share the gift of the Spirit, who takes our inadequate words and thoughts and enables them to give birth to peace and joy and comfort. And so, in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.